is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I was a taxi driver. Now tourists don't really know our country, how this thing go. A car coming on the other side, between the seat they won't hide. Look out, they shout with discontent, they think we have an accident. Say we driving on the wrong side, by the law we don't abide. But I was a taxi driver.
Good morning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday the 3rd of February and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. Lots to talk about. The papers are filled with news. I got some international news, some local political news, despite taxi union resistance. PLP scrap convention while they turn focus on election. It's so interesting. I really want to talk about that today and then take a look at who the PLP has ratified and who they haven't ratified. Also, a story we may have missed. I've been wanting to read it last week and this week. Considering the fire in Bimini this weekend, we're also going to read fire damage costs soar 470% to $58.2 million. As we get the show started, Equality Bahamas' Feminist Standards for Governance workshops continue. Wednesday, the 4th of February, 2026, 6 p.m. at NAGB. The theme is education. Saturday, the 7th of February, 2026, 11 a.m. at Ponciana Paper Press. Ponciana Paper Press is number 13 Parkgate Road. The theme is governance. For all advocates, activists, political advocates and activists, people who intend on running independently or with a party, you really should check out these free policy development workshops. A really good time, and I don't know if you all remember, Equality Bahamas, a workshop focused on women's issues and needs. Alicia Wallace presented the policy developed from the workshop at the Future of Democracy 4 conference. The media covered a part of her presentation, which then generated a public discussion about the accessibility and the affordability of feminine hygiene protection products, which also prompted the Office of the Spouse of the Prime Minister to join the conversation, because the office also, right, operates a campaign promoting awareness and facilitating, right, access to resources for advocates focused on the area. That's what can happen, right, when you intentionally and deliberately sit down to create a policy statement. And I say thank you to Equality Bahamas for making that space available. Again, Wednesday the 4th at NAGB, 6 p.m., Saturday the 7th at Ponciana Paper Press, 11 a.m. Let's get into the headlines. Yesterday, I had a story. I said, you know, we saw online a statement from Bahama that then I could not find, but in yesterday's papers, in today's papers, I think The story is covered. BPL claims unity at power company. In the statement that I could no longer find, BGC, Bahamas Grid Company, claimed that they had not had access to the control center since January 27th. Well, let's get into the article quickly. After concrete evidence of relationship disharmony with Bahamas Grid Company, Bahamas Power and Light said on Monday evening, it is committed to a seamless working relationship with the entity that now has possession of the energy transmission and distribution network on New Providence. Those tensions boiled over on the weekend during an island-wide blackout, with BGC informing in a Facebook post that BPL had denied it access to the New Providence Control Center. That post raised concerns in some circles that the friction between BPL and BGC had either exacerbated the blackout or extended the period of the outage. We go to page 7 in the Nassau Guardian. You got to get the Guardian today. BGC is the company created to facilitate Pike Corporation's arrangement with the government of the Bahamas to upgrade and manage the transmission and distribution network. But the details of that arrangement remain opaque. That means cloudy and unclear because it has refused to make the deal public. In its Monday statement, BPL said the two companies met earlier in the day to discuss the matter. Quote, and chart the way forward in unity, close quotes. I would have felt more comfortable if it said, and chart the way forward in alignment with our contractual agreements. BPL said it, quote, remains committed to a seamless working relationship with Bahamas Grid Company to ensure that all Bahamians have access to a reliable power supply, close quotes. It said, quote, we will continue to facilitate all necessary steps to require... I'm laughing because it's laughable. We will continue to facilitate all necessary steps required to ensure that our collaborative efforts prioritize efficiency and progress while serving consumers in New Providence. Full stop, close quotes. Y'all remember when I got in trouble for saying that Toastmasters is of the devil? Yeah, I remember that. I'd like to thank Dr. Ancelino Davis for bringing the Toastmasters group to the show so we could change up our engagement. But see, this is why I feel that way. We will continue to facilitate all necessary steps required to ensure that our collaborative efforts prioritize efficiency and progress while servicing our valued consumers in New Providence. That's a whole bunch of nothing. But it's so pretty. So stylish. I'm going to continue reading from the article. The statement was made after the Nassau Guardian reported on the intensifying conflict between the two companies, as evidenced in BGC's social media post, distancing itself from blame during the New Providence power cut. Quote, BPL is aware of a social media post published by BGC on February the 1st, 2026, which was eventually deleted. Close quotes, BPL said, quote, our meeting today was productive. We clarified matters and remained committed to servicing Bahamians together. I'm going to continue reading. Quote, we have chosen not to engage in a public discourse regarding this issue and wish only to clarify that BPL enforces strict protocols for accessing our secured areas. We are committed to upholding these standards to ensure that all procedures are properly followed when entering restricted spaces. Compliance with these policies is mandatory for all employees and visitors. The management and staff at BPL are committed to ensuring secure access for BGC personnel as we continue to foster ongoing collaboration. The management and staff at BPL are committed to ensuring secure access for BGC personnel as we continue to foster ongoing collaboration, close quotes. While individuals close to the matters connected to BPL have characterized the relationship as anything but stable, BPL claimed that its partnership with BGC remains strong, with both organizations dedicated to launching a new energy era for Bahamians, bringing enhanced reliability and resilience to power generation in New Providence. I got it right now, caller. Oh, how... Let me tell you something. To have an island-wide power outage on the coldest day of the year is psychologically traumatizing for Bahamians who grew up in a time when you would never know when the power was going to be on or off, except if it's a public holiday, it definitely going off. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. This is something we expect to happen in the summer, right?
Exactly, yes, yes.
Okay. Now, what you got to put in mind is that we have politicians who create a framework, this decision to bring in the grid people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it promotes a conflict between what's there already and what they think they have to do. And on the other end, have the same persons coming out saying how they intend to sell the Grand Bahama power company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, their track record doesn't mm-hmm. support anything. And, you know, and the more they say and the more they plan to do, it makes us more dubious in terms of what's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But on Dwight's show this morning,
mm-hmm.
they made a statement and something came out. You know, they talked about the Swiss shows up each 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to buy tickets. Okay?
Not me. Sorry, go on.
Circus shows up every 5 years and we continue to buy
mm-hmm.
tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, this is not a political problem. This is the people. We given these guys like strength.
Mm-hmm.
We supporting this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, we have to try to make these guys more accountable because, you know, each 5 years, like I said before, they pledge allegiance to somebody else and not to us.
Yeah.
Even after we have elected them.
It's right in our face. It's right in
our face.
Yes, sir. Thank
anyway,
you.
I will listen to your
yes, sir. Thank you very
talk.
Much.
Right.
See, the press is our collective memory. Right? That's how we remember, through the press. It's how we hold all the pieces together. That's ordinary and regular citizens to understand, right, like the role, the obligation to ensure the integrity of the press. But if we can't remember collectively, we are lost, right? Because this isn't just happening in a vacuum. This is happening against the backdrop of Alstom, right, where a Mr. Ramsey was found guilty of accepting a bribe for a decision that he could not make. Right? I remember rumors of his having seemingly an inability to pay the fine, and somebody prominent apparently paid the fine on his behalf. See, this is not happening. This BPL and BGC, who are in the contractual relationship but ain't talking to each other properly, right? This is not happening in a vacuum. This is happening against the backdrop of Alstom and the bribery case and a lack of clarity, transparency, or explanation to the Bahamian public. And then we go to Alstom 2.0, which we still haven't clarified yet because we bought generators. We're not certain if the generators work. The building that they were in was not fit for purpose. The people say the chunks of concrete falling out of the building. People weren't working in the building. The contract end with no explanation, no real transparent explanations of what went wrong and what happened. And here we are now in the new era of energy and the public tract. We can't see a contract. We can't get a policy rationale. We can't get anything but the bill and inconvenience and heartache and pain. And this is not just in the energy sector. It is in every single sector. It's almost as if the people responsible don't feel that they have an obligation to do their jobs. They feel that they have the right to redefine their job at any time. We continue reading from the article In today's Nassau Guardian front fold, BPL claims unity at power company. We are on page 7. While individuals, okay, we read that, it is unknown whether the Monday meeting will truly be enough to smooth things over between the two entities moving forward. The social media post by BGC was widely viewed as a clear sign that the company is frustrated in its dealings with BPL. BGC said in that Sunday morning post, "As for your questions on restoration timing and why the power went out so extensively, like many of you, we are also trying to find out more information from BPL right now." See, I live in a little cul-de-sac, and for many, many, many years, the power goes off. We would have to call that our power is off, and it's probably off in the area, right? You always met with this, well, it seems like you have a singular home isolated issue because we haven't gotten any calls from anybody else. And then you'd be like, it's because most of them are at work, good people. Recently, a member of staff at BPL explained to me that that circumstance no longer exists because they have these mechanisms, right, that trigger, send a signal, and so they know what area is out. But I bet you, we still cannot detect an isolated outage in our cul-de-sac, right? When they turn the power on generally for the area, they just assume that we go on as well. So yeah, BGC, you're not the only entity having issues. Here's a text. The PLP is too dishonest and deceptive about public funds. Full stop. That's from the texter. I will say that there is an apparent lack of transparency, clarity, and coherence in the administration's public pronouncements and those that they do not pronounce. It says, why so secretive on the Pike deal? They are the only administration that makes secret settlements or secure loans without parliamentary approval. Texter, I cannot confirm that. I don't know if we could say that they are the only administration that makes secret settlements or secure loans without parliamentary approval. Bad governments are elected when good people don't vote. Get out of your feelings, my fellow Bahamians, and register to vote. No. Bad governments are elected when people don't show up other than the voting booth. People have to show up before election day. That's what's important. Thank you very much, Texter. It's a great place to begin the discussion. Another text says, grammatical analysis, redundancy, wordiness. Quote, facilitate all necessary steps required. Necessary and required mean almost the same thing. Quote, facilitate steps is also slightly awkward. You typically take, implement, or carry out steps rather than facilitate them. Inherently necessity they intend from the obligation and the actual doing of stuff. If you listen to the language, they're always committed to endeavoring to determine whether it is possible for them to consider the policy matter. It's a wonderfully poetic time to be alive. And to just finish off this article, Minister of Energy and Transport JoBeth Kobe-Davis previously told Parliament the new structure for BBL follows a widely adopted model in the energy industry where ownership and operation of grid assets are managed separately from retail and generation functions to improve operation efficiency and system reliability. She said that under a joint venture partnership, the government will own 40% of the shares in Bahamas Grid Company and Island Grid Solutions, Pike Corporation's Bahamian Management Company, will own 60%. But the question remains, who owns Pike? Who owns Pike? Who makes the decisions for Pike? Because they ultimately make the decisions for Island Grid Solutions, who has 60% share in Bahama Grid Company. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, but from time to time, come on and say that BEC was in, or BPL was in private eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the last statement you read about the percentage of shares, I mean, says that it's privatized, public-private, privatization. right?
Mm-hmm, PPPs.
And, right. And you know the thing about who you, this government you elect, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the things that the PLP promised us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simple thing, I mean, easy, low-hanging fruits like the Freedom of Information Act, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question to the public is, what has changed in the PLP? I mean, who is the leader of the PLP and who has the power? It's the Prime Minister, and that hasn't changed. So he didn't change. He didn't give you low-hanging fruits. That's very important. I mean, saying that's easy for him to do. That's very important for us.
Who told you Who told you the Prime Minister's in charge of the party?
I mean, come on, you know this.
No, we don't. Stalwart councillors are in charge of the party.
In Parliament.
But you know Monroe is leader of government. Monroe is leader of government business in the House.
Who's leading cabinet? Who makes the decision on where the money is spent? All the power, who appoints all of them?
You know what the rumor is? The rumor is that allegedly and apparently, if you were a ghost, you would see that the financial secretary is Simon Wilson.
You know, because we have the two parties, we could say that the power, the leadership, Prime Minister has not changed. So, I don't believe, the policy doesn't matter because all of them have the same policies.
Yep. Thank you very much.
So the policy thing doesn't matter, but you understand me?
No, absolutely. That takes us to our next headline. Uber coming despite taxi union resistance, since we're talking about things that are going to cost the same. So Uber coming despite taxi union resistance. I don't know what that headline means, because a taxi union has technically nothing to do with it, hey? They don't make the decision. They don't make the decision, right? I imagine that the key stakeholders, like how y'all like to prioritize people, are the citizens who would constitute the customers, the citizens, not the tourists, the citizens and the Ministry of Transport and the insurance industry, right? Like those are the key factors at the table. Nobody worry about no taxi cab people who don't pick nobody up. We're not worried about that. But here's my thing. This whole conversation, if we are going to implement rideshare services that are unregulated, A, B, charge the same amount of money as a taxi or more. Like, is it that we just want to be stylish and we want to be like America? Because ontological Americanness is real, right? Cultural imperialism is real. But what would be the purpose? Because I'm seeing the prices that these illegal services are offering now. And I'm trying to figure out, how is that any different from a taxi? The only difference right now is that people who are prepared to pay the taxi price can't even find a taxi. I see the phone line is lit up. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, you hit the nail on the head. I was about to say that. The reason why people would welcome Uber is because when you call an Uber in 5-10 minutes, maybe even less, you can get one.
Mm-hmm.
You sit down and you wait for a taxi, how long you got to wait? And it's almost like when you're trying to get a taxi, where you're going, how far you're going, it's like they're interrogating you. Is this fare going to be worth it?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
This is why, I have my own vehicle, but if I would prefer the Uber service over the taxi drivers. And I know a lot of people give me flack for that, but mm-hmm. I don't care, because the mindset of taxi drivers are, the further you're going, the better for me. The shorter you're going, it's not worth it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I also do feel like, you know, if they regularized, then you would have competitive pricing. Maybe these sellers will go down on the price.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. To leave from the airport to go anywhere on Uncle Michael's, right?
Yeah.
If you're returning from the family island or you're returning from a trip from the States,
mm-hmm.
$80 to $100. That's
no, man. No.
I am telling you because I travel.
Oh, wait, sorry. No.
That's what I say.
The no. I was talking to this angel on my left shoulder. Who reminds me to not live a life of crime. But since all these other boy them out here criming, because $80 to $100 from the airport to Carmichael is stupid. I remember telling Warren McCartney, encouraging him not to use the word stupid on the airways. Mm-hmm. I think we found a candidate. That's stupid. That,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Before you go,
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to bring up the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I lost my train of thought. But anyway, thanks for having this discussion. I
absolutely. No, man, you made great points. Let's go to the next caller because I got two issues, insurance and cost. Good morning, caller. Yes, sir.
Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find out, do you have a strategy to prevent tomorrow?
Me?
Yeah. And so the reason I said it is this,
mm-hmm.
the taxi union legacy that faces the Uber threat, the problem is that we've had leaders who have been cemented in the past and deniers of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that, like with AI and the new fight for technological supremacy,
mm-hmm.
is now changing the dynamic, so it no longer needs the consent of the government to be in the Bahamas. And so, as a good example is, you know, when the prime minister said he was going to tear down the walls, he didn't even know the walls no longer existed.
Mm-hmm.
The walls are financing. So, for instance, let's use an example. Today in the Bahamas, do you know today in the Bahamas, you can get 100% financing for a mortgage, and that mortgage at the end of your 15 years will give you back 100% pay, right in the Bahamas?
No. Don't advertise that service on here. What?
No, I'm saying, no, they can check this. I'm saying to you, this is not something that, because you don't need now, you're not jurisdiction locked to be engaged in the new reality of where we live.
I got you.
The problem is those of us in the cave don't know what is happening outside of the cave.
I got you.
And that's the problem. So when you say Uber comes in, Uber is just an association of people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so sooner or later, the government of the Bahamas has to recognize, you know, freedom of information, that digitization automatically frees up freedom of information. So for us to keep denying freedom of information and access to these things is to keep denying digitization.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the problem is, that if we are to develop the economy at the speed that it needs to be, at for an inclusive opportunity and ownership economy, there is no choice but to go to digitization. But it requires us of people. Remember, you say you vote for what you get for what
you
vote for? We already know what we have. And the question I would ask people is, are we going to get any different using the same formula, the same mindset, or we need new leadership?
I got you, C. Allen. Thank you.
You have to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How you
doing? Well, we really need Uber service cross here. First of all, right, if you block, taxis ain't picking you up.
Mm-hmm.
If you block on Prickly Head, they most definitely ain't picking you up.
Mm-hmm.
If you block Prickly Head and you pull down, you won't even be entertained by getting pick up.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we most definitely need Uber.
Let's go to the next caller, because I wonder if the taxi cab union understands where its strength or perceived strength is rooted. Good morning, caller. Good morning. You still there? Let's go to the next caller. Okay. Good morning, caller. There we go. So, let's go to the next caller. Look at that line just lighting right up. I'll put my thoughts together in a moment. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. An issue with the line. Good morning, caller. How are you?
Yes, good morning. Good morning. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want your last caller. I want to know what bank is that I can get a mortgage at, and I can get, after pay 15 years of my mortgage, I get that money back.
You hear that, eh?
I need a mortgage so I come back to Nassau.
Absolutely.
What that bank mean?
I have a feeling it's an international bank of non-Bahamians, right?
No. That's not even the situation here, man. I mean, there's no bank that will give you your money back after you pay your mortgage 50. Not even in the United States of America. That's foolishness, man. Come on, man. The man are better than that.
I'm wondering, there are facilities out right that are available to citizens in other jurisdictions that are not available to Bahamians that make us look like we're living in the past.
No, sir. I've been living in the United States for the past for 40 years. I've had five mortgages, and they're all paid off. So I need to go back to my bank and tell them they owe me 15 years. They need to give my money back.
I hear you, sir.
Tell them I stopped.
But you,
stop talking foolishness, man.
But don't do me a favor. Don't stop searching. Don't stop investigating. Jason, what if he right?
No, that's impossible.
I got you.
That's impossible.
I thank you very much. How you doing in Pennsylvania? You need someone to send you some sunshine?
It is cold right now. It is 17 degrees. I still on the ground. We had a very bad snow the other day. Everybody back to work. The city was shut down for a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's back to normal today. So my first day back, I had to shovel my car out because the snow was like, I think we got like 12 inches of snow.
Wow.
It was terrible over here, man. Yeah, so... Yeah, well, I'm Philadelphia is great. You can visit sometime.
I will do. But listen, let me tell you how we're going to make this $1 million for this mortgage. We're going to sell sun lamps, right? And I can send the sun straight from the Bahamas direct to you to put in the lamp. And we're going to tell them the sun direct from the Bahamas.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling, sir. Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. You too. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Oh, good morning, caller.
Yes, my telephone number is 242-825-9700. I only require one thing, 242-825-9700.
Yes.
I require him to call me, and I require him to call you back and apologize when I tell him.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I can repeat that number. So
825-9700.
Yes. For Mr. Philadelphia, the number to call is 1-242-825-9700. The caller says he will explain to you what he's talking about. Let's go to the next call. Oh, caller, sorry, I miss you. Okay. Let's get into the article. Wait, I got some texts here. First text says, take note that Pike is now under the control of an American utility company. In my view, the government has lost control of the electricity grid in the Bahamas. Prepare for higher electrical bills. The deal is done. See, thank you for making that point, text. I'm glad I got back to this text. Do you remember a few weeks ago when Trump essentially said that there are a number of industries and companies that are important to national security in the country, that the they shouldn't worry about profit earning, that they should just pump all the money back into the company and don't worry about satisfying their shareholders? And if our Bahama Grid Company, which is part owned by Island Grid, which is owned by Pike, which is now owned by another ownership agreement, what if Trump makes a similar pronouncement in terms of the energy sector? It's very interesting. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How you do?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. That banquet, C. Allen Johnson, them talking about,
mm-hmm.
He need to care at the Grand Bahama to try save some of them people. How's this, man?
That's up to me.
If we know this connection, if we get this connection with these people, you need to try to get them into Grand Bahama and try to help Grand Bahama, man.
Right, listen.
He has a lot of good ideas. But what I want you to do, Ms. Green,
mm-hmm.
I want you to, what's the number for a taxi? What's the taxi number?
I don't know. The last time I tried.
How do you call a taxi if I don't have a number?
The last time I tried call taxi. Right, exactly. You can go to the hotel and catch taxi from there.
Oh, the airport?
Yeah.
Or by the cruise ship.
They let you know exactly what they're into.
But the 35111. That was the last real organized taxi system we had here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The taxis that we have here now is like shuttles from the airport
mm-hmm.
to the hotel, from the cruise ship to Kiabas Beach to they do more shuttle. They come to the Barcasal Beach.
Yeah, producer, you.
Unless he live in the back here.
Producer, you know the song, talk about the Yankee Dollar, working for the Yankee Dollar?
But I want you to try call a taxi to come to Guardian Radio to pick you up, and let's see how much hours it will take before you get a taxi.
Yes, sir, but don't go. Don't go. Let me ask you a question. Why y'all ain't having convention, man?
Huh?
Why y'all ain't having convention?
Well, you will have to take that up with the chairman
of the party.
You know, he's the chairman.
I don't like it.
So,
I
have to.
I don't like it. I think that we deserve to know who the chairman is before we vote. Because why? Because 73-1A of the Constitution says that the Governor General must elect the leader of the party that commands the most seats in Parliament, right?
Yeah.
This is really a party-centric
deviation. The chairman really organized
the chairman,
day-to-day operation of the
party. The chairman is the boss.
The chairman of the party is somebody different.
The chairman is the boss.
I mean, the minister of foreign affairs. That's two different people, you know.
Yeah, the minister.
One body.
The minister. There's three different people in that body because it's the MP for Fox Hill.
Also the member of parliament for Fox Hill.
Yeah. See, so much of what is party dynamic is imported into governance because they believe that the parties own the government because of their interpretation of 73-1A, right? I think that it is a national issue that the PLP wouldn't go to convention before the election, right? Because our vote will also depend on who the chairman of the party is.
You think so?
Yeah.
So when was the last time the opposition had a conclave? When was the last time they had a convention?
They just as bad.
In the last 5 years?
Hold on. They just as bad. I'm mad at that. They just as bad.
But don't forget now, your man in the race. The Wong man.
He said you can't go wrong with Wong, eh?
No, you can't go wrong with Wong.
I'm waiting to see what White say, because... You gotta be. You want to.
You wanna say what White can say, but I can't say that over the radio.
No, don't be. We having fun. No, we having fun right now. We having fun right now. But back to my Rowan. Y'all have to have convention before election.
I hope so.
Too much. Here's why. The parties like to say stay out of party business, right?
Yeah.
But, however, considering the extent to which the Westminster system has, and I can be polite, been evolved through the modification of our constitution, right? Resting the power with the party. It's the party stalwarts, the national, what do you call it? The National General Council, right? Those are the people that make the decisions that ultimately determine who is going to be prime minister, not the MP sitting in the House. The stalwart councillors and the meritorious councillors and the members of the councils, right? They have far more power than even the MPs in the House in the
out of convention.
Right. Well, out right in the party structure, in your party power structure. What we also learned, right, through a deliberate, intentional statement addressing the issue and other anecdotal commentary, right, is that the policy that you will see in the determined at the party level in convention.
But I think if you have a nice plan that is rugged, why fix it if it doesn't need to be fixed?
That's
why
hold on.
Something that's not broken.
I bet you Alfred Sayers asked that question in 2017 at the convention right before the election, right? I bet you he asked the same question. If it ain't broke, why y'all gonna have a quick convention? What y'all trying to fix? Don't say nothing else, Uncle.
But listen.
Don't say that. Like, I don't want people to.
We learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
We all do that. We grew up doing that.
All right, I have a text here that says FNM had convention June 2024, and its constitution says every year by the third week of September, or every 2 years, I think. There was a typo there. But it's every amount of years by the third week of September. Again, FNM had convention June 2024, and they have to have it regularly. Let's go to the phone line, and then we'll get back to the text. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning for the Aaron Green Show.
On the clock with Aaron Green. Good morning.
Oh, there we go. Love that.
Thank you.
Listen, good call, but I want to address the taxi caller.
Okay, yes.
Okay, just to shed some light on it. It's when we had the taxi cab union,
mm-hmm.
we could call it 323-35. I mean, you know.
The 111, yeah.
Okay, on Nassau Street.
Yes.
I was a part of that union.
Yes, ma'am.
That union was progressive.
Mm-hmm.
The head or the head. And here we are, and not facilitating our own people.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, so that was ran down, you know, that was dissolved.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call saying, listen, come for your money, and Cogina's nephew, him, blah, 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 whatever have you, okay.
All right.
Here we are. The building gone. The union gone. Everything we work for gone.
Mm-hmm.
All the meter cap thing, all everything gone.
Mm-hmm.
The two presidents that would have followed that, I can call it a mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
They only in there to satisfy certain personal agendas.
Seek proximity to comfort. Go on.
That's how come we don't have the union, no, the taxi cab union.
Mm-hmm.
That's how come our people can't call a cab,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, et cetera.
I got you.
Secondly.
Yes.
I can say security. We driving and we getting robbed, we getting killed, woman them getting raped. Okay.
Okay.
So we have to look out for our own safety. Now, with the caller, you know, needing taxi cab or whatever have you, I could always leave my number with you, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I work in conjunction with some other drivers, and, you know, if we could facilitate, they'll have our private numbers and they could call us privately.
There you go.
And, I mean, as, you know, as it stands, we've tried to put the union back together. When we put the union back together, I take the concerns, you know, of the drivers them to the president, and 2 months later, I just get one call back, say, yeah, we coming round to that. Yeah, we supposed to go there in the next 2 weeks. That time, this problem done occurred like 3 months ago, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
okay, so we don't have no support, darling. Not.
I got you. I know it must be rough. I don't expect an individual to be able to solve a collective problem on their own.
Exactly.
Right?
And then one third point again, darling.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
The rate. When you give the locals the rate, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, things gone up.
Yeah.
Man, you can't do this for me for $20. Say, this is a $50 ride, man.
Yeah.
Man, listen, man, yeah, man. You can't pick me up 5 o'clock in the morning, take me to the airport. I only get $25. Respect too. This our time. This our car, this our money.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Right. Any? Thank you for the platform, darling.
No, don't go yet.
Oh, okay.
I know you said something that suggested that there was an attempt to restart that union, right? Would we need to restart it right now? Because this may be the solution, right? A couple of taxi services are actually offering an Uber-style service being covered by their public service union license and the proper insurance. So
I'm sure I joined that too, and I 2 months later, I still ain't on the platform yet.
I understand. Okay, I understand.
Uh-huh.
So I think one of our biggest problem culturally is we don't understand the pace that we need to move at. We don't understand the speed we need to address.
Yeah.
We need to address problems. And I see it on the road because it's obvious when people are driving, they don't understand the pace of their own personal economy. They don't understand the speed
right.
at which they must move to be able to meet their economic goals.
Correct.
Right. And so you could see it in policy. You could see it in all the spaces. People are just too slow to respond. They don't.
And it's a little clicky, too, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know me, I'm now like I'm a kind of seasoned senior. But my seniors before me,
mm-hmm.
they still get a ceiling over my head and saying, oh, you think, but you think I come with so many new ideas and get you down.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I say, you know what? I was a single mother with 3 children, man. Let me.
We are all in a situation of economic crisis where you're finding out people who should be in retirement cannot afford to retire. And some people get desperate. Like you say, they
yes.
push that ceiling down
yes.
because they're desperate. And you understand why, because they got to survive too. But we need to fix a system where everybody could plug in and work. So on that security issue, I am with you there, right? The last time I tried to take a taxi proper, the last 2 times, the first time I was trying to leave Atlantis to go to the top of Johnson Road and the taxi driver refused. He said it's too dangerous for him. Another taxi driver took me.
I took a few people when I would work from Coral and Royal, and I took them to Johnson Road. Even Naughty, I drove before.
It ain't as bad as people make it seem. However, I understand the concern because bad things do happen. And there is an obvious lack of police presence on the road.
Correct.
They ain't watching nothing. I imagine you could be in a car and somebody have a gun to your side and the police would drive by.
Exactly.
They ain't paying attention because they're not paying attention.
Attention, right.
Right. So we understand the risks. The street lights don't work. So you trying to stop the car in front of a house, and you would think it would be well lit so that
this... Listen, I'm coming up off from the airport road the other day, Mr. Vincent. Mm-hmm. 3/4 of the road in darkness. Then I turned on the sun. So I said, hold on, ma'am, where the light is.
The whole thing dark.
I did, but the light ain't on.
The paint faded. They won't use the good reflective paint in the road.
I see. So, that's a good suggestion.
Listen, thank you. Thank you for calling, ma'am.
Yes.
What I would say to the other taxi cab union before we go, and then I get to the text, is this, is that their power and their strength was rooted in their commitment to the Bahamian people.
Correct.
And making sure they could do what they got to do to make this money to survive.
Correct. They used to be unified back in the day. Unfortunately... On the taxi front, it's not the same energy.
Yeah. And so if the taxi cab union wonders why they don't get the support from the Bahamian people, it's that things have changed and you're not supporting the Bahamian people in a way that would engender or garner or produce that type of response.
Yes. You need a little medium between the two because, you know, there's a little fear on our side and then there's, you know, a need on their side.
Yeah. And we could find balance. We could find balance.
Yeah, that's but what we need.
Listen, we're all desperate for proximity to comfort. Ain't nothing wrong with wanting proximity, but we have to balance it out for everybody.
And then, you know, I mean, and then people like me, okay, like I say, I'm little in this compared to the seniors.
Yes.
You know, you could have international rates and then you could have local rates.
Yes,
come
yes.
Come on, man.
We have to figure it out, especially since we don't have proper public transportation.
Right.
See, because the citizens are stuck in the middle. And
the bus don't go everywhere, sweetie pie.
And exactly.
And I have to fix that done.
Exactly. And how could it be done if tourism is our major thing and people is wait third shift?
And people still need to get out.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, thank you for calling. Call back again. Anything happening? No problem.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you have a wonderful day. Do well always.
Thank you. Blessings. Yeah. Let's go to the text line. It says, Aaron, I'm not a taxi driver, but I feel their pain. Look how the young Bahari model tried to... That incident involving the model and alleged attempt. Yes, we got that. And the other taxi driver was brutally murdered, stabbed to death in a hotel room. My condolences. I see why they are afraid to deal with locals. Okay, let's stick a pin here, texter. These are two examples that involve taxi drivers, yes. Cause and correlation, right? This is definitely two instances of taxi drivers, one being murdered, one being robbed, allegedly, because it's before the courts. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Yes.
That's the solved problem. And the fellas and what the 3511 on taxi.
Yeah.
Let the government let them bring in some AI robot taxis then. Driverless with them big thing on the roof. That solves the problem. No more rape, no more robbery. You need the credit card, you need the debit card, you gotta pay for them before they even reach. So you ain't gonna wipe it on them, kill it raw. Bring them in then and that solves the problem. All right, Aaron.
I you said AI, you see my tongue. I think that's an idea worth exploring, without a doubt. And if you don't have access to a credit card, you have access to a cell phone, you could have sand dollar on your phone, and you just flash your phone at the QR code, and the rate is paid. Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then I'm going to squeeze these texts in. Good morning, caller.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah. Scrutinize that student taxi cab union.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
See, we have a system now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where persons don't own vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They just own plates.
Mm-hmm.
So, whosoever the driver is, they got to actually pay two people.
Yeah.
They've got to pay themselves, and they've got to pay the owner of the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the plate ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our politicians have allowed this nonsense to go on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's our biggest problem. You know, we pay in tickets to go to a circus every 5 years, and then the circus leaves town and leave us with the bill.
And the waste, and all the animal refuse.
All the nonsense, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anyway, okay. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. That taxi cab union, that space is just so fascinating because historically it had so much power and weight, but I don't think those members today understand what they're trading on. Okay, here's a text. The lack of transportation during the pandemic was like a nightmare when people were basically spending their salaries to get to and from work via Uber. An Uber-style service is what this meant. The company Buy, Build, Borrow, Bridge .com will be fully up and running for the housing revolution to be delivered by Michael Pintard and the FNM. Are you supposed to put that part? This is what he put at the bottom of the text. Send me a bill for reading this text. You put at the top of the text. That's poor advertising. Yes, yes, yes. You should tell me not to read the text at all. Texter. Morning. Tell C. Allen Johnson if the FNM wins, all of the so-called digital progress they promise him will never take place. The grip of special aid maintained. These parties thrive on backwardness and chaos. Nothing will change. Oh, boy. We're going to take a dive into policy and administration issues this month. It's such a fascinating space. Aaron, you need to lobby for a two-hour show, especially with election coming. You and my mouth feel the same way because I got words. Good day, and we could pay mortgage from the money mattress, you know, who don't go to no bank but spends plenty of money out the country. Good morning, Ms. Green. We don't need Uber. We need a Bahamian developer to create a system similar to Uber to empower our own people and keep our money home. I agree with you. We're not mad at you, Uber. Not at all. I really want to hear C. Allen. Oh, I let him respond, man. And he continues to respond. Be good. Every poor country has Uber services. India, Haiti, Jamaica. You pay $1, you go anywhere. That sounds like magic. Okay, here we go. Aaron, nobody's talking about the fact that a man who killed a man for entering his own home has been charged with manslaughter. I will look up that story. I will look it up. I will read it. All right, we all out of text. The news is filled today. Get your Guardian. Read this. Don't just listen to me read it. Read this for yourself. BPL claims unity at Power Company. Check out the newspapers. Let's stay informed. The press is our collective memory. It's our collective memory, and we have a duty and obligation to ensure the integrity of the press. You guys, thanks for joining me today. Producer, thank you very much. You guys, stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM next.
Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join Star 106.5 All-Star Team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear specials, prizes and surprises nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest Sunday of the year for the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it.
The Patriots take...
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.